Can we talk about just what an instant classic this line is and how it just makes everything better?
Yeah, so for anyone who actually doesn't know where it came from, D&D gave an interview about why they had Tyrion and Dany meet early, and they're just like, it just like felt right.
Yeah.
I don't know. The best we could say is that creatively it made sense because
we wanted it to happen. That's what they think creative sense is.
Oh, and it's just like so like indicative of everything they do. So this is the most prestigious Golden Carol, I think.
I agree. It really is. That's why it's last.
Because it's the one that's just like, why did this even happen? Because D&D wanted it to. And John being made King of the North while Rob's heir is sitting right there. Yes.
Almost 30%.
It's not even necessarily that that was the outcome. It's that literally no one mentioned it except for Littlefinger.
Yeah, like, if that had been discussed and dismissed, that would have been one thing. Because that's basically what Rob and Catelyn did in the books. Right?
Or if Sansa had stood up and said, I support Jon.
Yeah. As, like, maybe even if, like, a fuck you to Littlefinger. Like, how dare you try to come between us.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been actually a little bit empowering, even.
Yeah. The second place winner was Sansa withholding information about the failed troops. I love that won the most decorative lampshade, at least.
Yeah.
But, like, I just love that. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you.
Okay, then. Oh.
Well, then.
Yeah, then third place is Cheryl being coronated, if that's even a word, for murdering everyone. Just everybody just kind of accepted the fact that she's queen now. Okay.
Yeah, that really... I think that was my vote, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember yours?
Mine was the Dornish guard specking a coup. Just kind of standing there. It came in second to last. No, it didn't. It has 8%. But, yeah, I came in fourth place. Well, but a distant fourth.
That did pretty well. But honestly, if you read any of these, like Dany burning down the temple and getting their support, like that could have easily won. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm just looking through. All of these are horrible. Larry and the Tyrells mounting a war without securing the king.
Yeah,
I think is one of my favorite things when you think, because the longer you think about it, the dumber it becomes that the Lord Commander of the Kingsguard had no idea what the king or the Kingsguard was and didn't bother checking before staging like a war.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Kingsguard, every time they meet, the first question they ask is, who guards the king? You know? So, yeah, kind of inexcusable.
Yeah, that is, like, the first thing you do when you're going to war.
Mm-hmm.